He was banned in Northern Ireland until 2023. He had over 300 road convictions in Northern Ireland at the time. When he came to court here, he had 483 previous convictions between road offences and other burglaries and other offences. But because he wasn't banned from driving in the Republic, he still felt that it was okay to come out here and drive. He was speeding the night of the accident. He was driving at 165 kilometres an hour. He had alcohol in his system, and he had his car hadn't, like, he had no license, no insurance, no tax. The car hadn't passed the MCT. Whereas Shane was 18. He had passed his driving test at 17. He had bought his own car. Everything was roadworthy on his car. He had his MCT, he had his tax, he had his insurance, he had his full license. And we were lucky in a sense that Shane didn't drink. He had no interest in drink because his interest was in cars and being a mechanic.
And he was robbed from you?
He was robbed from us, really. Our lives were destroyed because he was taken from us. In the road crash, well, if it had been done long before, Shane would have had a chance in life. But even if it's too late for us as a family, but if it helps some other family and don't put them through the devastation that we've been put through, that's all we can hope for now at this stage.